This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Some of the ladies in the legislature are using logic now to deflate the rhetoric that's been stalling the process of solving the budget crisis. Take Senator Mike Walsworth's argument against a bill to end the Enterprise Zone program.
We cut it in half.
Senator Paige Cortez asks,
what was the fiscal cost to the state 3 years ago?
$55 million when we started 3 years ago.
And what was it last year?
$40 million.
Senator Karen Peterson pops Walsworth's balloon.
You said that they were over half in savings, and then you just gave the numbers of $55 million to $40 million.
That's not half. $55 to $40 million.
Just want to make sure we're doing the same fourth grade math, and so that is not accurate. It's very difficult for people to trust us if we don't give accurate information.
Over in House Appropriations, Treasurer John Kennedy was again talking about contracts.
I thank the governor for his interest in contracts. I don't agree with the procedure that he's using. Send copies of their contracts to the Commissioner of Administration. He is supposed to read all of them. I can assure you that he will be reading these contracts at the end of the governor's first term. You get involved. Look at every single one of these contracts.
Representative Patricia Smith noted the governor and his staff work full time.
You mentioned about us getting involved. We are part-timers. So for us to look at those contracts, it surely would take us beyond any one term, two terms, or three terms.
Kennedy's response?
Well, if you don't want to do it, you have the right to do or not do anything you want.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.